AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba tells the AP about plans for a peace summit in February, around the time 1 year ago the war with Russia began. Kuleba says Russia would not be invited unless the country faces a war crimes tribunal first.
Not to allow Russia to manipulate the issue of peace, because they regularly say that they are ready for negotiations, which is not true, because everything they do on the battlefield proves the opposite.
Kuleba says he would like the summit to be at the United Nations, with Secretary General Antonio Guterres as a moderator. The top UN official in Kabul met with a Taliban government minister in Afghanistan's capital, following a decision by the country's new rulers to bar women from working for non-governmental organizations. At least 49 people have died nationwide from a massive winter storm.
More than half the deaths were in western New York, some in homes, others in cars stuck in the snow, and Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says some on the street.
Who were trying to walk out during storm conditions got disoriented and passed away out in the street.
As the snow continues falling, officials are warning stay off the roads unless it's an emergency. Erie County Executive Mark Pollenkars.
We have the worst storm probably in our lifetime and maybe in the history of the city.
National Weather Service meteorologist Ashton Robinson Cook says temperatures will start to warm by midweek, helping melt the snow.
The bomb cyclone that we had last week has weakened and lifted up into Canada.
Julie Walker, New York.
The Russian military reports it shot down a Ukrainian drone approaching an airbase deep inside Russia, the second time the facility has been targeted this month. South Korea's military fired warning shots, scrambled fighter jets, and flew surveillance assets across the heavily fortified border with North Korea after North Korean drones violated its airspace. This is AP News. Cold weather also means frozen and broken water pipes.
It's happening across the country. In Connecticut, an elderly woman confronted with an inch of water in her bedroom after a pipe upstairs in her home cracked from the cold. In the Deep South, public water systems are in jeopardy as burst pipes leak out millions of gallons of water. In Shreveport, Louisiana, some residents don't have running water. In Selma, Alabama, the mayor's declared a state of emergency because of limited water supplies and is asking business owners to go check their places, many of which have been closed over the holiday period. In Greenville, South Carolina, the Harvest Hope Food Bank found itself flooded. Workers are trying to salvage about $1 million worth of food from the water. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Nathaniel Hackett has been fired as the coach of the NFL's Denver Broncos. The team is 4-11 with 2 games left in the season. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.